Good morning, it's Tuesday the 7th of March, and this is the Radio Gdansk News, read by Tom Rado. Good afternoon, it's Tuesday the 7th of March, and this is the Radio Gdansk News, read by Tom Rado. Poland's unemployment rate remains flat so far this year, but lower compared to the same time last year and has the second lowest rate in the EU. Poland's unemployment rate stands at 5.5% as of the end of February, unchanged from January, according to an estimate by the Social Policy Ministry. Compared to the same month last year, the rate is down 0.4 percentage points. The total number of officially recognised unemployed Polish citizens decreased by 55,700 to a total of 866,100 at the end of last month, according to newly published data. Marlena Malag, the Family and Social Policy Minister, announced on Monday that the last time February's unemployment rate was so low was in 2020, before the COVID-19 outbreak. While in other countries businesses are still shutting down due to the outcomes of the pandemic, Poland is a leader with the lowest unemployment rate in the whole of the European Union. Only the Czech Republic has outpaced us, she said. The apparent causes for this positive news are twofold: the support for businesses nationwide offered by the Polish government, as well as the job market being opened up to Ukrainian migrants who fill the gaps caused by staff shortages, allowing domestic companies to grow. Poland plans new seaway for terminal in Świnoujście, avoiding German waters. The construction of a new seaway would be linked to the development of a deep water container terminal in the northern port city, says Deputy Infrastructure Minister Marek Grobarczyk. He explains, "In this way, we get out of all the cross-border agreements and, above all, environmental impact reports. Today, this is the main blocker against the development of Szczecin and Świnoujście." According to the head of the Maritime Office in Szczecin, the planned inland waterway is between 65 and 70 kilometres long and about 500 metres wide. So far, the German authorities have been in opposition to the construction of a container port in the city. Germany's arguments are mainly focused on environmental issues, but according to experts, the studies commissioned by the German Green Party are of questionable scientific quality. To this day, disputes still arise about the Pomeranian Bay border between Poland and Germany. And Polish athletes win 7 medals at the European Athletics Indoor Championships. Team Poland won 3 medals on the final day of the athletics meet in Istanbul to round off an impressive team performance. Although they finished 15th in the medal table, Poland, along with the Netherlands, achieved the most podium positions, 7 in total. The 2023 European Championships were held in Istanbul, Turkey from March the 2nd to the 5th, with more than 600 athletes representing 51 nations competing there. Jakub Szymański took silver place in the 60-metre hurdles, while Piotr Lisek came second in pole vault. Adriana Suek and Ewa Swoboda won silver medals in pentathlon and 60 metres, respectively. The bronze medals were won by the women's 4x400m relay team, Anna Kielbasinska in the 400m, and Sofia Inawi in the 1500m. Norway topped the medal table with 4 gold medals and 1 silver, followed by the Netherlands winning 3 gold, 3 silver and 1 bronze, and Great Britain winning 3 gold medals, 1 silver and 2 bronze. Today will be a little milder than yesterday, but with a high chance of rain and even periods of light snow. Gusts of wind are also due during the day, coming in from the south. Daytime temperatures will see a high of 4 degrees Celsius or 39 degrees Fahrenheit, with expected lows of -2 degrees Celsius or 28 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Tomorrow's forecast is a mixed bag of sun, cloud, wind and rain showers at similar temperatures to today, but the windy and rainy conditions should have left the region by Thursday, leaving just overcast cloud cover. This has been the Radio Gdansk English Service News and Weather. Take care and stay safe.